following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. And believe me, there is a lot of things happening in the sports world. Trade deadline coming up in Major League Baseball. PGA Championship going on. Will they get it all in? Probably not. Will they be playing for 2 weeks? Who knows, man? It just, you don't know with rain. The NFL, things are getting warmed up, man. Guys are already getting injured and off the field. It's just the way it is. It's a brutal, barbaric game. But the truth is, we love watching it every Sunday. Speaking of love, I love hanging out with Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Dorf, man? Another great week in the world of sports.
I mean, really, seriously, can't complain. We've gotten through the tough part of the year, and now it's kind of like everything's going to really get going. We have football starting soon, preseason, the regular season, Tom Brady out for the first four games. There's so many things to talk about in the NFL, to be honest with you, man.
And Josh Gordon was reinstated, but he will also, like Tom Brady, sit those first four games. So, Cleveland has to wonder what they're getting from the Browns in Josh Gordon, because he was a great player in 2013, but you go stale when you sit on the couch for a couple of years.
Yeah, those legs, man, they're fresh, but he's kind of been out of the game and not had that contact. So we'll see, like you said, how it all shakes out. But we're just getting warmed up, a lot to talk about. We encourage thoughts and opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Is your patio or driveway looking a little worse for the wear? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a great way to put a new face on it right after this.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home in style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
Concrete is used for outdoor surfaces like patio, walks, and drives because it's durable stuff, but it doesn't always stay looking good. Concrete is going to crack, and it's just the nature of the beast. If the slab is structurally sound, breaking it up doesn't make sense. You can dress it up. For this, you'll need a concrete resurfacer. After a good cleaning, you'll need to fill any of the cracks, pits, or spalled areas with a small batch of the resurfacer. Just spread it on with a trowel. Then you can mix up a larger batch and spread it over the entire area with a squeegee, about a 1/16 to a 1/4 inch thick. If you want a non-skid surface, you can drag a fine bristle broom over it after just a few minutes to create a textured finish. You'll have the look of freshly poured concrete without all of the work. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Invest in some fun this season with this deal from Paintball Tickets. With the largest network of paintball fields in North America, Paintball Tickets is committed to bringing you high-intensity fun for a fraction of the cost. With the purchase of your paintball tickets, you'll receive free admission and equipment rentals to some of the most played-at paintball parks nationwide. And by partnering up with like-minded, safety-conscious paintball fields in thriving markets across the nation, we've ensured there's always a field close to home. These tickets, which can be purchased in bulk, are designed to fit the needs of every skill level, from casual observers to weekend warriors. This adrenaline-inducing sport is perfect for birthday parties, corporate team building, or a casual outing with friends. Make the right choice for your wallet. Get in on the fastest-growing action sport with this deal from Paintball Tickets by going to sportseconone101.com and clicking on the Play Paintball button.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We love talking sports. We love having you get involved as well, either via Twitter or hit us up at 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, it would be at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Just something I kind of wanted to tell you, and I was going to tell you off the air, but it's kind of cool when I think about it, so why not tell you on the air? So the other day, I'm watching this tennis tournament that's going on in Canada right now. They've got a couple of them, the men and the women, obviously, a couple different locations, either Toronto or Montreal. And I'm watching the men, and I'm watching doubles. And I'm watching Novak Djokovic play doubles, which is something that you don't see all that often. But he's kind of getting ready for the Olympics himself a little bit and playing with one of his countrymen at this tournament. And I'm watching, and the other side is a couple of Canadian guys. But one of those Canadian guys plays in the tournaments. No, this is going to shock you right now, Jeff. You're going to be like, what? You're joking. One of the guys that was playing Novak Djokovic, the Canadians, he actually beat Novak Djokovic in doubles. So he actually has a win over the number one player in the world. Yeah, it's not in singles, but it's in doubles. And I don't know, man. I think that's pretty cool. But here's the real kicker. I have played in the same tournaments as this guy has played in here in Phoenix, Arizona, and some other places in California, you name it, on the a lot lower level. But I have seen this Bester guy play right in front of my own very eyes at the same tournaments that I'm playing at, and he has a win over the number one player in the world. Yeah, it's doubles, but how many people in the world can say they've got a win over the number one player in the world? Not many.
Not many, and I like how you can make the world small and almost make it your own, Dorfman. And you know what? I don't think you go out of your way. There's a word for it. It's star something something. And I don't think you're that, but you know, I see you down at the improv hanging out with Kevin Nealon. You know, so I don't think that you get starstruck. I think that's a better way to put it than to be obscene. I don't think you get starstruck, but when you can connect those athletes, you know, I used to. This is not a good story, but when I was like 10 years old, there was this 8-year-old that looked like he was about 15. He ended up starting for the University of Michigan under Lloyd Carr at offensive guard. I think he was recruited as a defensive tackle, goes and plays offensive guard. But anyway, the bigger kids in the neighborhood, when I was 10, he was 8, like the 13 to 15 year olds, they were all little Don Kings around our neighborhood, and they wanted to get all the little kids to fight. And I ended up fighting this kid like 4 times, and the last time I beat him, he never came back for a fifth fight. So I beat this kid up, and he's starting against Ohio State for Michigan. So that's how I make the world smaller. I think your story is much better, though.
Well, but hey, you know what? Look, I'm just – it's just kind of like – to me, it's more like just kind of cool. It's like I'm thinking that I'm washed up. I'm thinking that most of the people that are playing at these tournaments are kind of washed up too. But at the end of the day, you know what? On any given day, in any given sport, I know it's cliche, but anything can really freaking happen, man. And this guy, you know, at the best maybe was, you know, a couple few hundred in the world in singles. But in doubles, a lot of things are neutralized, and it opens the playing field for much different outcomes, if you will. Because let's face it, Novak Djokovic is the best player in the world as far as singles go, but I would have to say that he probably doesn't really concentrate very much on playing doubles. So it's not out of the realm for somebody who is actually a double specialist to go out there and be able to beat a guy who is not a specialist on the doubles court. And I think that that's kind of just a cool little insight that even the best player in the world sometimes is not the best in a certain situation. So I just think it's cool. This guy that I see play at tournaments that I play at for very little money is out there playing against Novak Djokovic in doubles and actually gets him. I just amazed, man. Seriously,
well,
just amazing.
Well, you know, you we discussed the Olympics earlier, and uh-huh. You discussed how you're looking forward to Olympic tennis. I wonder how that translates to other sports where it can be an individual sport, but it can be a team sport. Like, for example, the relays, whether it's on the track or in the pool. Are you a different kind of swimmer when you're being tapped in rather than going on sound? Or are you a better runner with a running start? Or are you best out of the blocks? I think that there's so many elements that change. You know, like you don't see these guys in the NBA playing one-on-one tournaments or three-on-three tournaments. The game doesn't change for them. Golf is still golf, even with the Ryder Cup. The team aspect is just the scoring aspect of it. But I do wonder in track and field and swimming if it's like tennis. We're going from singles to doubles. Might take the edge away from an individual that soars at the individual level in his given sport.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that for the most part, they have this stuff pretty well mapped out. And they're like, listen, you're playing this position or running in this position. And I think that they probably know pretty much to a science where each person should be. And they're not going to stray from those types of things. So whoever's the starter is the quickest person out of the gate. Whoever's that second person is a guy that can keep it going. That third guy is a guy that can build momentum for your guy that's going to come in there and hopefully put the afterburners on. So I think that when it comes to that stuff, I think these guys are so in tune with who they are that they're not going to put themselves in a position to not succeed to the best of their capability.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair point. I didn't want to take anything away from him. I'm just talking about the dynamic changes a little bit when you have a different type of start than you would in a standard race. But
I think
what happens in in the majors? When do they play those doubles tournaments? I mean, do you have to make a choice between being an individual competitor or playing doubles?
Well, here's the way it works for the most part, man. Novak Djokovic is never going to play doubles when he's playing at the majors. They just don't do it. Like, because he knows that he's going to make a deep run in the singles. The only players that really do that, in all honesty, are the Williams sisters. They play both the singles and the doubles because, truth be told, they're just so dominant in doubles. They're a very good doubles team, and it's a little different in the women's game versus the men's game. But for the most part, you're never going to see Novak Djokovic playing doubles at Wimbledon or at the US Open. It's just not something that he does. It's not something that Roger Federer does, who, by the way, is out for the rest of the season with knee surgery. And that itself is relatively significant when you think about it. Nadal has obviously been shelved quite a bit. There's a good opportunity in the men's game for somebody to just come out of the woodwork, to be honest with you, man. But with that being said, Novak Djokovic is still the guy on top of the mountain. But he has come down to earth a little bit, to be honest with you, Jeff, too. So I'm actually looking forward to the last major of the year, which obviously is the U.S. Open coming up here toward the end of August. I mean, it doesn't get much better, man. It really doesn't.
No, not at all. And, you know, on the golf side, we've got the third round complete, so the fourth round should start on Sunday at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, it was looking like some of those guys would have to play 36 holes. And you know what? We got ourselves a very interesting leaderboard. So maybe on the other side, we will kind of get into the PGA, and I kind of want to talk to you some NFL stuff too. So we'll just kind of go around the sports world in that next segment. But keep it close, everybody. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Like Jeff said, the third round complete at the PGA Championship. Fourth round is underway. Jimmy Walker leading the PGA Championship. 98th PGA Championship, if you will. Jason Day lurking right behind him at 10 under. It's a pretty interesting leaderboard. A lot of guys definitely within striking distance. I would say if you're four shots back, you've got a legitimate shot in this one, Jeff.
So we're putting that cut line between Brandon Grace falling off and Robert Streb finishing. But Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, you know, can Henrik Stenson pull off two in a row? I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. And I think that, you know, don't sleep on Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're missing, you know, Jordan Spieth. We're missing Rory. We're missing Adam Scott. But like
you
said,
we're missing DJ.
We're missing DJ. But like you said, I mean, Henrik Stenson could go back to back. I'm not saying he does, but he definitely knows how to deal with the pressure at this point, you would think. I know he's just won one, but that one was very recent. And I would have to say, you know, I like Jason Day personally, okay, because he's the best player in the world right now. And he's definitely in a position where he can come from behind easily one stroke. Jimmy Walker in a very uncomfortable position. Like you said, I mean, or like I've said before, pressure bust pipes, and we'll see how a guy that has not been there can deal with something as opposed to Henrik Stenson, who's been there very recently, and we know Jason Day has been there time in and time again.
Is it a bigger deal if Stenson goes back-to-back in 2016 majors or if Day goes back-to-back at the championship?
Interesting. I think it's probably more interesting or significant if Henrik Stenson can pull off two in a row. I mean, not many guys do that. Let's be honest. If you win one major in your career, you're pretty awesome.
When you win that second one, you separate yourself from all the Charles Schwartzels and a number of other guys that falter on Sunday that you just forget their names over time.
Well, no, that's a great point. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, if Henrik can go back to back, it puts him on the map of, well, you know what? Maybe this guy is in line to be the next guy to be the best player in the world. And all you have to do is put together a couple real solid runs at majors, and you're going to put your name in that category. So absolutely. And consistency wise, Jason Day, obviously his body of work speaks for itself. He's always on top of that leaderboard. So I think this is a very interesting fourth round at the PGA Championship. I really do.
Oh, it certainly will be. You know, these are this is the last major of the year, right?
Yeah, and then you have guys like Steve Stricker, you know, who has been completely MIA at 4-under. Webb Simpson, another guy who's 4-under par, or I'm sorry, 6-under par for him. You know, but interesting. No Phil up there. No Adam Scott. Like I said, no Jordan Spieth. I mean, they're a couple under par, 4-under par or so, but I mean, they are not going to be in that final push on Sunday. And I mean, it's shocking, you know, it really is, but it's kind of like the same thing that's going on with tennis right now. You know, Novak Djokovic has clearly been that number one guy, but he's faltered a little bit here toward, you know, late in the season. Loses to Sam Querrey at Wimbledon. That's a huge shocker. Let's be honest. You know, so like I said, man, anything can happen. Any given Sunday, you go out there and you can really make some noise on the golf course.
And again, we hope it's Sunday. Do you have any issue with these tournaments being played in places like Seattle or New Jersey where they're going to get the rain?
No, man, it's part of the elements, you know? I mean, look, if we could do everything here in Arizona sports-wise, let's say from like, you know, October to, I don't know, end of April or something like that, then would this be the best place to do stuff because you'd never have rain? Sure, but then you never have those elements to deal with either. Like, we live such an easy life, man. I hate to say it, but, you know, I play tennis 7 days a week, usually, because I don't have to worry about rain. I don't have to worry about weather conditions for the most part. Yeah, every now and again we get big gusts of wind. It's not fun to play. Or we do get some rain, and obviously you can't play in the rain. But for the most part, we have no elements to deal with. And to me, that's what sports in general are about, as well as the competition of doing battle with whoever you're battling. But a lot of it has to do with the elements that you have to put yourself through. And I guess the element we have to deal with that others don't have to deal with, obviously, is that extreme heat. But for the most part, it's perfect here every day, man. It's sunny. There's no clouds. There's no wind. There's very little rain. We got it made, man. We really do.
We do. We don't have it like San Diego, but, you know, San Diego gets the wind and, you know, California gets the earthquake. So I get what you're saying about the elements. Do you think that there will ever be a domed golf course that's, you know, treated legitimately by the PGA, or is being outside part of the game of golf more so than it is with baseball?
That's an interesting concept, man, because then you obviously are taking away a lot of elements. You know what I'm saying? With putting something inside. It also would change probably the way that guys hit the ball or gals hit the ball, because you probably can't get the same type of trajectory that you would outdoors. I mean, yeah, I think it's just a game that is meant to be played outdoors, you know. And growing up in the Midwest, I played a lot of golf when the conditions were severe. You know, it takes a lot to get you off the golf course, is my point. I mean, the only way you're coming off is if there's lightning, and obviously if there's standing water and whatnot. But for the most part, you can play through a lot of the elements as well. So I think it's not as bad as, you know, you would think. It just so happens they're getting hammered right now where they're at with rain.
Let me tell you something about myself. You probably don't know this, but I don't fear many things in this world. I have this obscene fear of being struck by lightning. And I can remember playing a golf course when I was a teenager and just running from like the 14th hole back to the clubhouse while while my golf partner casually strolled. And I said, you know what? I'll get back there. I'll finish this course. It's not worth dying today. And then like 2 years later, they built a Progressive insurance building on top of it. So that golf course no longer exists. And I never got back there.
Well, then you should have tried to get through, obviously, but just joking around. But hey, I want to ask you a couple things before we get to Shane Koenig, who will be joining us on the other side. A couple things in the NBA, just a couple things maybe in the NFL. Dirk Nowitzki finally getting paid for a long, long time of service, man. Long overdue.
Absolutely. You know, Dirk won that title. That's all he needed to do.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you, but he's also been that guy that is the ultimate team player when you think about it. Taking less money to have other guys come year in and year out. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. Let's be honest.
No. I love loyalty, man. You know, I come from a small market. I come from a city where, you know, loyalty should be rewarded, and we don't see it pan out that way. So it's good for, it's good for the Dallas Mavericks. It's good for Cuban to make that deal.
All I know is, man, oh, man, could things have been different maybe for the Milwaukee Bucks if Don Nelson didn't mess us over with that trade for Dirk Nowitzki going to Dallas. Things could have been a lot different. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it could have, should have, and would have. It just rules the landscape, and that's what we're thinking about at the trade deadline in baseball too. Is, you know, what are these guys going to become? What have we done? You know, seller's remorse, I guess, or buyer's remorse, as the case may be in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. What do you think of some of the early preseason injuries that are happening all around the NFL? I mean, it's part of the deal, man.
I think you said it right there. You know, you got to prepare. You can't not prepare for the season, because these injuries are just going to happen in week one rather than happening in August, when maybe they're just tweaks as opposed to devastating injuries.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just so strange, because these guys, we know they don't take time off. So, like, how are they actually getting injured is really my question at this point, to be honest with you.
You know, LeCharles Bentley, biggest free agent signing of the entire expansion Browns era, gets hurt non-contact first play of training camp in 2006 and never plays again. I mean, if freak things just happen like that.
Jordy Nelson tweaks his other knee. You know, like, it's just like these guys are like so finely tuned, oiled machines. And again, I'm going to reiterate, man, they don't really take breaks anymore. There is no breaks in the NFL or any sports for that matter.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, we lived through it. It's about 5 weeks they get between mini camp and training camp, you know, the month of July, basically. And then they're reporting. And then they, you know, they have that grueling 17-week season. And if you make the playoffs and you play through February, your off season's even shorter. And you got to stay in shape year-round, regardless of how many games you play in the postseason.
Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. A lot to talk about. We're going to get into more with Shane Koenig on the other side. So keep it close. Again, Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Greta Garbo and Monroe, Dietrich and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All aboard!
What the hell's going on out here?
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We're now going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our insider here on the program. Shane, good morning, man. Been a couple of weeks. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good to talk to you guys.
It's always good to talk to you, man. Hey, I want to just do this real briefly because we already talked about it, but I want to give you just a moment to talk about it, and then we'll pretty much talk some NFL stuff, obviously, as camps are getting going. But Dirk Nowitzki finally getting paid by the Dallas Mavericks. Well overdue. Talk about the ultimate team player, a guy that's taken less for guys to come there. Honestly, well overdue, but absolutely very deserving for a guy like Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people really look at the players of his generation, and they talk about a Dwayne Wade, and we talk about even a Kobe Bryant and a Tim Duncan. But Dirk Nowitzki is up there. I mean, those other guys are well-deserved to be labeled above him with the titles that they've won and the different players that they play with. But playing from the time you're drafted as a 19-year-old all the way through for almost 20 years now, to be with the same organization, to be able to do what we brag about the Spurs doing and taking less money to get better players there, and the way that they've been able to contend for titles over a long period of time. Dirk Nowitzki has done that too. They haven't been able to contend for titles because they haven't gotten those free agents or developed the talent that the Spurs have. But definitely, like you said, the consummate team player. You know exactly what you're going to get from Dirk no matter where he is in his career. And I'm surprised that more people and more free agents don't see that and didn't want to jump on that train and really ride that Dirk Nowitzki stability and teammate further and didn't go with the free agency option of Dallas.
Okay, Shane, we're going to make this a little bit of a grab bag segment, so we're going to be coming from all over the place. There's no good way to segue to this, but I'm not sure if you've I'm not sure if you've seen the noise going on with North Dakota State. They only want their media partners. They're going to deny credentials to people that aren't their rights partners. It's college sports. It's the FCS, you know, if you're talking about revenue sports. Have you ever seen this? And, you know, I we see it with Donald Trump, so the story kind of transcends sports. What do you think is the future of media access to these teams?
I don't know. It seems that that's a different one, I guess. It seems to me that if you're going to limit your media availability, especially as an FCS school, and say only these people can cover it, then I guess your hope is that someone outside of that group globs on to one of those people and is able to have the rights, purchase the rights from them, or to get them on the show to gain more exposure to talk about. Because if you're an FCS school, even with the success of a North Dakota State and how good they've been and even put people in the NFL, you're still an FCS school. How are you going to gain viewing eyes without as much exposure as you possibly can? I almost see it as like when you're a minor league baseball team, having the fun little caricatures or having the fun little day events that make fun of things that are happening in baseball or jokes, and then it gets on ESPN and that gets you exposure so maybe even more people can look at you. I feel like you're limiting your exposure to only people that are willing to pay for it. And you're an FCS school. Who's paying for that? ESPN's not going to pay for it. Fox isn't going to pay for it. It'll be like the people that are the local broadcasters of North Dakota State that are going to ask for the rights for it and pay for it.
Yeah, I think it's an awful move, man. It just sounds like they're limiting themselves so badly by doing something like this that you would think that cooler heads will prevail and they'll realize that this is just a terrible financial move and obviously a visibility move that hurts them dramatically. So, interesting. Hey, I'm going to shift back into the NBA because I happen to see D. Wade being introduced to the as a member of the Chicago Bulls, and it's an interesting mix there. Let's be honest: Rondo, Butler, D. Wade. D. Wade seems to think they will have some success. I'm not sold on it, but you know what? It's a weird league. Weird things can happen. I know that Jimmy Butler can put the ball in the basket. I know that D. Wade can put the ball in the basket. I know that Rondo likes to pass the ball and make everybody else around him better. Is that enough for the Bulls to be a competitor or not?
I think they will be a competitor. I think it's all going to hinge on the idea of you have three people, two, really only one person that spreads the floor. Dwayne Wade is a mid-range jump shooter. He had some good success shooting three-pointers in last year's playoffs, but he's not a three-point shooter. For him, I've always said this since, you know, Shaq left, for Dwayne Wade, or since LeBron left, for Dwayne Wade to really extend his career, he obviously has to watch his minutes, make sure he's limited it to his knee, with his knees, but he needed to be a better three-point shooter so that he's not going to the hoop. He's not taking the chance of getting bumped and popped out of bounds. He doesn't take the chance of slipping on the floor as much as he used to. So Dwayne Wade doesn't spread the floor. Jimmy Butler can. He can get a little bit better at shooting the three. Rondo doesn't spread the floor. So then it comes to the fact of how are you running your offense if you're just going to draw and kicks out to people that can't shoot? Are you then relying on your Taj Gibson? I mean, Taj Gibson isn't a shooter. He's a free-throw-line jump shooter. So that's the part that's interesting to me is those are three good players. If you had shooters around them to spread the floor so those lanes would be open. So I think they'll be good. I think they'll be better than last year because they're veterans and they're winners, but I don't think that they'll be – I think they'll be a 6 or 7 or 8 seed maybe, which in the NBA isn't really getting you anywhere.
Yeah. That's Shade Koenig from Denver, Colorado, our insider on the program. I'm going to shift gears to the NFL and ask you the question that everybody in your backyard has to be asking. Trevor Siemian, Mark Sanchez, and probably on the outside looking in, Paxton Lynch to take the helm for Gary Kubiak and the defending champions in the NFL.
It's so odd because everybody seems to be talking about Trevor Siemian and talking about how he has a legitimate chance. And some people here locally have brought up the fact that, and even like on the national stage, bringing it back locally when they're on the programs here and talking about the situation is, they say that this sounds a whole lot like last year Buffalo Bills. Oh, well, we've got three quarterbacks. We've got E.J. Manuel. We brought in Matt Castle. Matt Castle's a veteran. He's probably going to start. And then all Tyrod Taylor, everybody kept the rumbling. Tyrod Taylor looks good. You know, he could compete. And everybody kind of washed this side and said, you know, that's not really the case. That can't be real. And then he's a starter and plays pretty well. I think Mark Sanchez has a starting job as of right now. But knowing Mark Sanchez, and even last year they say, you know, we couldn't have played any worse. You know, we can get an average quarterback and still have better numbers than we did with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning did throw a lot of interceptions, but he didn't throw a lot of fourth quarter interceptions. He didn't fumble the ball in the fourth quarter. He started to understand, especially when he came back into the mix as the starter near the end of the season and into the playoffs, I can't turn the ball over and win with this team and the defense that we play. Their defense is still going to be very good. The question is, can Mark Sanchez do what he did in the first 2 to 3 years when he was with the Jets and just be a smart game manager and not turn the ball over? Or is he going to be what he was at the end of his time with the Jets, where he's turning the ball over in terrible, terrible times, in terrible, terrible spots? If he does that, Trevor Siemian will come in as the starter.
Hey, with that being said, Shane, what do you expect from Kansas City? What do you expect from probably an improved Oakland Raider team? And then San Diego, maybe kind of on the outside looking in, but you know what? Denver's definitely going to take a little step back. So what are you expecting from the rest of the division?
I think it's going to be a whole lot more competitive. Even last year, it was okay competitive. But I think, like we're saying, the Broncos are going to move more towards a running game, grinding the ball down, same thing that you saw in the playoffs last year, and just a competent person playing quarterback, whomever that may be. The Chiefs are young. They're getting younger every day, whether it be Justin Houston being injured and having to rely on Dee Ford, letting Sean Smith go, and going to young defensive backs. Their linebackers, they have Derek Johnson and a bunch of young guys. So on defense, they're young. Are they going to be able to get the pressure on the quarterback that they saw during the regular season when they won 10 games in a row? Or are they going to resort back to the we're okay on defense that we saw against the New England Patriots in the playoffs? That's going to be the big determining factor for them, especially playing against the Broncos 2 times a year. Oakland is intriguing. It's been a while since the last time we said that Oakland has a legitimate shot to make a difference in the AFC West, but they've drafted well. They've got playmakers in all the right spots. They have a quarterback locked in. They've got a competent running back. They made some changes to their offensive line so they can protect the quarterback and open up holes. And they have a defensive end, outside linebacker that's going to get to the quarterback. And they signed another one on the other end that's going to make a big difference too. And they signed Sean Smith. So they have all of those things that you're looking for as your big name cornerback, defensive end, cornerback and running back and an improved offensive line that they should be able to make a difference. The question is, after you get through those guys, if they have an injury, if they have any depth issues, are they going to be able to continue to play forward? And that's the thing with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to have some questions answered on their draft picks. I think the Chargers are on the outside looking in. I don't think they have an offensive line that's any more improved than they were last year when Phillip Rivers still had a good year but was getting banged up. Keenan Allen is healthy. Melvin Gordon can't run without a hole, so I'm not sure he's going to be a big difference maker. And their defense is super, super young. So we'll see where they're at. I mean, their big star player that they're hoping will come through isn't even in camp yet to get his playbook and get ready, and Joey Bosa. So we'll see how that plays out.
Shots fired at your Badger there, Dorf, man. Melvin Gordon can't run without a hole. Hey, let me ask you something.
I don't know many guys that can, though, but go ahead.
let me ask you something. The news comes out yesterday that the Chiefs ink Eric Fisher, 4 years, $40 million. This seems like somewhat a move of desperation, but somewhat a move of the mandate that you have to deal with Garrett Wolf and potentially Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack running through you. And that's what they've done with these Chiefs bookends on the offensive line the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I am a Chiefs fan, and that is something that has been – the Chiefs got the first pick in the draft, and you're like, all right. And then that's like one of the worst drafts in history, and they draft Eric Fisher, and they cannot decide what to do with him, whether it be left tackle, right tackle, inside, outside. He's going to be their starting left tackle. And for the first time in the last 4 years, they actually have five guys that they're like, these are our starters. They didn't have that. So we'll see how that progresses. If that stability and knowing going into camp, this is where I'm going to be and how I'm going to do it, will help the Chiefs take the next step. Jamaal Charles is healthy. Alex Smith, he's better than other quarterbacks in the past with the Kansas City Chiefs, minus Trent Green and maybe Len Dawson going way back when. But he's serviceable. But you have to protect him, or else he doesn't turn the ball over if you protect him, and he makes good decisions. So if you protect him, he'll be good. But, you know, that offensive line has been suspect for them, even when they won 10 games last year.
Hey, real quickly, Tom Brady out for the first four games. How badly does that hurt the New England Patriots?
I want to say badly, but knowing the New England Patriots and the way that they have played and the way that they keep quarterbacks on their bench, they'll probably be at worst 2-2, and then Tom Brady will come in and probably tear the league up and go into the playoffs on a roll.
I kind of agree with you. Hey, Shane, always appreciate you taking time out. Can't wait to talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our insider here on the program. One final segment coming up, so keep it close. Always interesting to hear our parting shots, Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man, because I got a lot on my mind. I'm sure he does too. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Welcome back, and we are just about to hit the road here, to be honest with you. Quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We rebroadcast Monday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so you can always catch us again, but we love the live interaction for sure. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us today, doing a great job as he always does, and like usual, Jeff, it's parting shot time. You're up, brother.
Well, Jonathan Lucroy will not be hitting the road for Cleveland to play with the Indians. He had some leverage in the situation, but did you really believe, Jonathan Lucroy, that you would not get the starting nod at catcher in 2017 over Yan Gomes? I have a hard time believing that. There were money things at play. What I really want to say is Cleveland Twitter, back off this guy. He has the right to earn a living, and he has the right to leverage his contract.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's sports these days, and you know what? This no trade clause stuff, I don't know about that. I'm not necessarily a big fan of that. My parting shot is just about kind of the world in general. Once again, you know, we've heard from the Republicans, we've heard from the Democrats. Look, one of them wants to do things together. Whether you believe that or not, that's your decision. One of them wants us to divide. I've never ever thought that that's a way to make things better. We are what we are because of the melting pot that we have created here in America. I don't ever want to see that being taken away from people of any ethnicity or any background. So let's think morally when you are voting this time around, and everybody get out there and please use your right and go out there and vote for who you think will best do the job here in America. Anyways, for Jeff and Scott, I'm saying peace. I'm out of here. Till next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.